Can you answer that, Julie? My nails are all gooey.
Okay, what if it's for you?
I'll talk. What else?
Hello? Hello? Ruth, it's him again.
Oh, come on now. This is disgusting. Here, give me that phone.
Ruth, I don't think it'll do any good.
Give it to me. Hello? Hello, you at the other end of this line. You want to know what you are? You're a sneaking, nasty little coward. That's what you are. How does it make you feel? Big and strong, standing there with a phone in your hand, breathing into it, scaring a couple of girls out of their wits? Well, let me tell you something, Buster. You don't scare me at all. All I wish is that I could get my hands on you. I'd show you what scared is.
He scares me, Ruth. He gives me the creeps. He scares me for real.
Theater 5 presents Rocky Loves Julie.
I can't understand what goes on inside his head, that miserable character. Julie, zip me up, will you?
Okay. How come you're not wearing your new blue dress?
For my sister and that slob she married?
You're kidding. I forgot. Maybe he's just trying to be part of the human race or something.
My brother-in-law, he'll never make it.
No, I mean whoever it is on the phone.
Oh, neither will he.
The only thing I can figure is he must be lonely. Why else would you do a thing like that, you know, except to make sure there's somebody else in the world?
Okay, but let him pick another phone number. I've had him right up to here. Hey, you all right? You look kind of green.
I'm okay.
You scared to be here alone, is that it?
No, sort of, I guess.
On account of that character on the phone.
Oh, I know it's stupid, but what can he do to me just making the telephone ring? But I don't know, it does give me the creeps.
Okay, I'll stay home, I won't go.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, it isn't as if I had a date or something. It's just a dinner with my sister, and I didn't even tell her for sure I'd be there. I just left it, you know, tentative.
No, you go ahead. I'll feel awful if you don't go.
And awful if I do, right?
Oh, come on now, you're going to be late.
Well, you have my sister's phone number, haven't you? In case you need anything?
It's right on the pad by the phone. Will you get going?
And I'll phone you after I get there.
No, don't do that. I don't want to have to answer that thing.
I think I'd better stay.
Get out! Go on now.
Okay.
Wake me up when you get home.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, don't be scared. You're Ruth, aren't you? You live up there with Julie in 4C.
What do you want?
Oh, you mustn't be scared. I'm a friend. Well, no kidding. I'm a real good friend. Julie's still up there, ain't she?
No. She went out. She has a date.
I think you're lying to me, Ruth. Because you don't like me, do you? You called me a coward.
So you're the one.
See? I know Julie didn't go out nowhere, because I've been watching the door ever since I called her up, and I'd see her if she went out, wouldn't I?
Well, she went out the back way.
No. No, I don't think she'd go out there in the alley where it's so dark. If I ring the bell, you think she'll let me in?
No. Don't you dare go up there. Of course she wouldn't let you in.
Well, then I guess you've got to give me a key.
What?
I'll still be up there with Julie when you get home, and I'll give it back.
Help!
Just a minute. That wasn't a very good thing to do, Ruth. I'm sorry. I got to hold my hand over your mouth. But you ought to have yelled like that, you understand? Now give me your key. No! You make me real mad when you kick me in the leg that way. All I want is the key. And I won't bother you no more. Look. You see what this is? It's a knife. It's real sharp. I don't want to hurt you with it, Ruth. I mean, no kidding, I really don't. But I just gotta have that key.
Shut up! I said shut up! Shut up! Shut up! You're not ringing at all. I don't hear a thing.
I'm just imagining it, and the truth is... Oh, shut up! I'll say hello and hello and hello, and all you do is just breathe at me. Hello? Oh, who did you say? No, no, there's nobody here by that name. I guess you have the wrong number. That's perfectly all right. Oh, all that for a wrong number. I wish Ruth had stayed. Ruth? Ruth, is that you?
Julie, you'll have to help me. She's bleeding all over everything.
Oh, no.
She ain't hurt badly, hardly at all, really. The only thing is she keeps on bleeding. You'll have to help me.
Who are you? What's happened to Ruth?
Oh, my name's Rocky. Rocky Andrews. Where can I put her? She can't stand hardly up at all.
Here on the couch. I'll help you. Oh, it's her shoulder. There, lift her feet up.
All right.
Ruth. Oh, Ruth, Ruth.
I think it's like, whatchamacallit, some kind of... You know, shock.
What happened? Did a car hit her or something?
Oh, no, no, no. It's nothing like that. No, she ain't hardly hurt at all. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm calling an ambulance.
Hey, give me
that. We've got to get her to a hospital.
Give me that. Now, look, you can't do that, Julie. Don't you see?
Can't call for an ambulance? But I have to. Look at her. She'll bleed to death.
You can't use the telephone, Julie. I mean, not for anything. You understand? Now, you got to promise me.
Are you out of your mind? Well,
you mean you won't promise?
Of course I won't.
Well, then I gotta pull out the wire. I'm awfully sorry, Julie. You see, you don't understand yet. That's the trouble. Now, everything's gonna be different now that I'm here. Can't you see that? We'll take care of Ruth. Now, I don't want anything to happen to Ruth. I told her that. But who you got to think about first from now on is me, Julie. You understand? Not Ruth or nobody else. Just me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Ruth? I'll have to tear the dress away.
That was a real nice dress.
It's like a cat. What happened to her? It looks like a cat.
Well, she wouldn't do nothing like what I told her to, so I told her not to yell, and she kept on trying to yell, and I told her to stop kicking me in the leg, but she kept right on kicking. I told her to give me her key, and she wouldn't. I told her and told her, but she wouldn't.
You mean you did this?
Well, you see, I...
Why, you...
Hey. You slapped me.
I'll do more than slap you.
You gotta stop this, Julie. Now, look, I don't want to hurt you. You just don't understand. That's the whole trouble.
You let go of me. Don't you realize Ruth's gonna die if we don't get help for her?
No, no, no. I don't think so, honest, Julie. I just stuck her a little bit, really.
You punk!
Now, come on, Julie. Come on, why don't you talk nice? Why don't you talk nice? Like when you say hello on the phone.
What do you know about how I... You're the one on the telephone, aren't you?
That's right. Every night I called you. Now, you can't ask for no more than that, can you? I mean, every single night...
I've got to look after Ruth. If you won't let me get help for her, I'll have to do the best I can.
Well, sure. Nurses and like that are always girls. Yeah, I think she'll be okay. If you can just get her to stop bleeding, you know?
And how do I get her to stop bleeding? Anyway, gangrene's probably set in by this time.
Gang what?
Gangrene, you moron. Infection from that filthy knife of yours.
Now, just you wait 1 minute. You can't call me filthy or nothing around me filthy. I'm clean, you hear me? If there's one thing I am, it's clean. I wash, and I scrub, and I scour, and I'm clean. You'll be sorry you talked to me that way.
Oh, shut up.
You take care of Ruth, you hear me? I got something I got to do out in the kitchen.
Ruth? Is he gone? He's out in the kitchen. Don't move, Ruth. Run, will you? You won't get another chance like this. Get out of here and get the cops. He's crazy. I can't leave you here, Ruth. Not alone with him. Oh, dear, sweet, loving. Julie, if you don't...
Hey, she's talking, huh? She's better already. Look at this. Hey, what do you think of this? I washed it. It's the cleanest knife in town, I bet. If I gotta stick somebody else, they ain't gonna get any of that gangrene. No, sir. That's for sure.
Thank you.
that whistling. You're driving me crazy.
Oh. Well, I do it sometimes without noticing, I guess. Ruth's better, huh? She's asleep now.
I don't know whether she's asleep or unconscious.
Oh, no, she's asleep. I bet by tomorrow she'll be as good as new. Is there anything you want me to do? I mean, like, to help, huh?
All I want you to do is get out of here. Just get out.
You want me to leave?
What do you think?
Oh, I ain't gonna leave. I mean, after all the trouble I went to getting in here, I ain't gonna leave.
You can't stay here. You've got to leave.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not a very good way for you to talk now that I'm gonna be here and everything.
But why? Tell me why. What do you want here? What do you get out of it?
Julie, for crying out loud, you don't get it yet, do you?
I sure don't. I don't get it at all.
It's because I love you, Julie. I'd have thought you'd had that figured out a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Sure. I mean, ever since that day in the subway, I've been in love with you. Remember the day in the subway?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I bumped into you and I said, excuse me, real polite-like. Now, I don't see how you can forget a thing like that. And then I had to get off the train at West 4th and I followed you home. I just didn't see how I could let you go without knowing where you lived or anyway, knowing something about you. Already, I was in love with you, just like that. That's pretty fast, huh? Well, then I started coming back every evening and waiting around to see you come home from work. And I was there Saturdays and Sundays, too, every week from then on. Now, would a guy do that if he wasn't in love with a girl? I seen you with your hair wrapped up in them round things, whatever they are, and in them pants you wear on Saturdays and dressed up for church on Sundays. You know, I like that kind of tan dress. That's my favorite. And I was watching that time you broke the heel off your shoe. I laughed at that. You know, I pretty near come over to help you, but I decided it wasn't time yet.
And the phone calls? Why did...
Yeah, that was pretty cute, huh? I kept giving one of the neighborhood kids cigarettes. Skip something, the other kids called him. I kept talking to him till I got to know him enough to ask him what your name was. And he told me Julie. But I had to wait till next day for him to find out your last name's Parsons. I give him a whole pack of cigarettes for that. Parsons. And then, of course, there wasn't nothing to it. I just looked you up in the phone book and called you.
But what for?
I like to hear you say, hello. I didn't want to talk to you because you didn't even know me yet. It wouldn't have been polite for me to talk to you. Well, would it?
But it was all right to call me and not speak.
Well, what harm did it do just to pick up the phone and to say hello?
Look, you've got to get out of here.
Well, you still don't get it. Don't you understand? Any place else I go, you won't be there. Why would I want to go someplace where you wouldn't be? Julie, when you love somebody, you want to be around them. That's the way it works.
Look, Ruth's sister's expecting her for dinner. Don't you think she'll try to find out why she didn't come?
Okay, so she calls up on the phone and she don't get no answer because the wire's been pulled out. And she comes ringing the doorbell. You tell her Ruth ain't home and then you make her go away, see? Oh, that's simple enough, ain't it?
The telephone company will come to find out about the phone.
Okay, so don't let him in.
You can't stay here. You can't. You can't. You just can't.
Julie. Oh, no. No. You mean... No, there won't be nothing like that. I mean, I'll sleep on a couch or the floor or someplace. Oh, no, I would... No, there ain't going to be nothing like that.
There's nothing in the house for dinner tonight.
Well, there ain't?
Not unless I go out and buy something.
No. No, no, you got to stay here and look after Ruth. I'd be scared to death if you left me here with her all by myself. No, I'll go.
All right.
I'll get some spaghetti.
All right, go.
Well, Julie, I only got about 35 cents or so. I mean, well, if I wasn't here, you'd have to get something to eat.
Hand me my purse on the table there by the window.
Where's he going?
To get some food.
Hey, here's a nice purse. A real crocodile or something, isn't it? Here.
I know the wallet's in here. I had it just... Here it is. Will $5 be enough?
Oh, sure. I'll bring you back change.
Here.
Okay. I won't be more than a couple of minutes or so.
Oh, don't hurry. All right. Julie, go. Now.
What do you mean?
I mean go get the cops. And get me a doctor. For God's sake, Julie.
I don't know. If he comes back and finds me gone, what will he do to you?
Who cares what he does? Julie, please go. It's the only chance he's going to give us.
He could kill you, Ruth. He's perfectly capable of doing it, even justifying it in his own mixed-up mind of his.
So what? Is bleeding to death that much better?
All right, I'll go. Can I do anything for you first?
Julie, just go. Please, just go.
Julie! Hey, Julie, I got stuff for dinner. I got some... Julie?
She's gone.
Gone? What are you talking about? Gone where?
Gone out.
Oh, what for crying out loud? I got everything we need.
She went out to get the police. And the doctor for me.
Oh, no, you got to be kidding.
That's what she's doing.
No, that's just what she told you. Julie turned me into the cops? No, you must be out of your head.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, sure, because... Look... Don't you understand? We're in love, see? You've been too sick to notice, I guess, but we're in love, Julie and me.
Has she ever told you she loves you?
Oh, no. But, well, I love her, so she's got to love me, right?
It doesn't always work out that way.
It don't?
Not always.
Well... Oh, no, that would be awful. I mean, I stood out there across the street, even in the rain sometimes, just to get a look at her. Every day I did it. And I kept calling her up on the phone. I called her up every night. Don't that mean nothing? And I told her only this morning. I told her. Then she knows. I mean, what kind of a thing would that be if you love somebody and they don't love you back?
Oh.
Ruth, I think you must still be kind of mixed up or something.
Maybe. But do you want to take a chance? Don't you think you ought to get out of here while you can?
No. No, I'll wait. She'll be back. You'll see.
And if she brings the police...
I'll wait. Any place I go, it's going to be jail, ain't it, if Julie don't love me? The guy running from the cops, he's got to have some place to run to. Well, ain't he? I got no place to run to but to Julie. I mean, what kind of a thing would that be? If you love somebody and they don't love you back. No. I'll wait for Julie.
The Other Five has presented Rocky Loves Julie, written by Fielden Farrington, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Donald Buca, Joan Loring, and Corrine Orr. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.